Merry Christmas, and welcome to the Christmas Eve candlelight service. We at First Baptist Church are delighted that you are here and glad that you have come to celebrate the birth of Christ with us. I don't think there is much to announce in a Christmas Eve candlelight service, but since this is a Saturday night Christmas Eve, we are having church in the morning, but not Sunday school. So those of you who would like to come, you would be welcome at 10:45 in the morning for another Christmas celebration. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, we are grateful for the opportunity to gather in your name and to celebrate this joyous birth of Jesus. We pray that you would fill our hearts with compassion and kindness and goodness, and that you would fill this world with the love that you showed to us on the night that Jesus was born. We pray that you would be with us during this hour, and you would bless and lift us up. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen. Shall we stand together and sing hymn number 103, which is, O Come All Ye Faithful.
Thank you. scripture is from Romans chapter 8, verses 35 through 39. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall trouble or hardship or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sword? As it is written, for your sake we face death all day long. We are considered as sheep to be slaughtered. No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord.
One of my responsibilities as chair of the deacons is to try and come up with a gift for the pastor at Christmas. We got your card. Let me read it to you. Lord, thank you for those who live out their faith with kindness and care, shining your light as they share your love with a world in need. You are a blessing as you serve in a way that makes Christ's love real. God bless you at Christmas and always from your family at First Baptist. We've also included a little eco-friendly gift that's fairly green. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you. And thank you. And I would like to say that not only have I received this gift, and but all throughout the year people are giving me things. And I got a lot of birthday cards twice this year. So thank you all. It's a pleasure to be here. And we get to sing a joyous song. Let's stand together and sing Joy to the World, number 120.
I guess I was informed to let you know that the scripture was incorrect. It was supposed to be Isaiah 52, verse 7 through 10. How beautiful on the mountains are the feet of those who bring good news, who proclaim peace, who bring good things, or bring good tidings, who proclaim salvation, who say to Zion, your God reigns. Listen. Your watchmen lift up their voices. Together they shout for joy. When the Lord returns to Zion, they will see it with their own eyes, burst into songs of joy together, your ruins of Jerusalem. For the Lord has comforted his people. He has redeemed Jerusalem. The Lord will lay bare his holy arm in the sight of all nations, and all the ends of the earth will see the salvation of our God.
the children come forward for the gospel story this evening? Are you all this evening?
Hi.
Are you excited for Christmas? I bet you are. We have some things to do on Christmas Eve when we have our service. One of the things we do is we light the Christ candle. And another thing we do is put the baby Jesus in the manger scene. If you turn around and look in the manger scene a little bit later, you'll see Jesus isn't there. And one of the things we do is read the gospel story from this gospel. And I wanted to do that for us this evening, so you can just listen as we read today. And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria, and all went to be taxed, every one into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were in the same country shepherds, abiding in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly hosts, praising God, and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, Let us now go, even unto Bethlehem, and see this thing which is come to pass, which the Lord has made known to us. And they came with haste, and found Mary, and Joseph, and the babe, lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which had been told them concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things, and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, as it was told unto them. Brendan, would you like to put Jesus in the manger for us tonight? Thank you. Now you can all go back to your seats now. Thank you. Hark the herald angels sing is our next hymn. Shall we stand and sing number 106?
Hark the herald angels sing. Thank you.
Christmas on Christmas Eve, I feel a little bit like David Niven, who plays the bishop in the old movie The Bishop's Wife. And some of you may not have seen that story. It's one of the old black and white Christmas classics. And in the movie, he is stressed about many things and doesn't have time to prepare a Christmas Eve sermon. When all of a sudden, Cary Grant shows up. And he plays an angel who writes the sermon for him. I'm not claiming to be stressed, but I confess that sometimes I wish an angel would come and write a sermon or two for me. That never happens. It just seems like, of all the messages of the year, the one on Christmas Eve should stand out. And yet, with all of the music and all of the other things that we do that are such a wonderful part of our Christmas traditions, it may be that the words I speak are the last thing that anybody will remember. So bear with me briefly while I speak about a part of the Christmas tradition, an aspect of our Christmas celebration that has sort of been working on me as we've gone through the weeks of Advent. We hold these truths to be self-evident, the Declaration of Independence states, that all men are created equal. Thomas Jefferson wrote those words, and yet we know from some of his other writings that there's a good chance he meant something quite a bit less than what he said. Nonetheless, those of us who've come after him have had to contend not with whatever maybe he intended, but with what he did say. And as time goes by, we are increasingly persuaded that there is no really good way to interpret that phrase, all men, in less than its broadest sense, to include everybody. All men means all people, regardless of race, or creed, or gender, or political persuasion, or anything else that distinguishes one person from another. In the angel's message to the shepherds around Bethlehem, when Jesus was born, the angel made a similar statement. He said, "Fear not, for I bring good news to you of great joy." And then he said, "Which shall be to all people." And I'm not really one to know the mind of an angel, but there is a good chance that the shepherds and anybody else who might have been within earshot might have taken that phrase, all the people, and understood it to mean less than what it seems to be saying. They might have thought it meant all the people of Israel. They might have thought it meant all of God's chosen people. I think it would be easy, perhaps, for we as Christians all these years later to hear it as all the Christian people. And here again we are challenged by what the angel said and not necessarily by how it might have been understood. What he said was that the good news of this one birth is for everyone. Part of the power of Christmas over us is that the joy of it is not only for ourselves, but for everyone else too. And this is the aspect of Christmas that sort of has been working on me week after week as we've worked our way through Advent. And maybe sometimes it's the only thing that saves Christmas from our selfish degradations and excesses, which are seen almost every year. Of all the days in the year, this day is the one when we want everyone to be happy. We want the good news to be for all the people. And I think of war stories where on Christmas Day there was a truce and enemies dying together. all the people. Just think of some of the things that we have done during our celebration and our Advent time. We raised an offering for retired missionaries and ministers. We're still raising it, as a matter of fact. And the interesting thing about that is many of those people are people we don't know. We're blessed to have some people that benefit from that here in our congregation that we do know. We also collected toys for children who are in the foster care system. And we made soup. 17 crock pots full of soup. We should have been here that night. And we donated it to the Place of Warmth, which is at Zion United Church of Christ on cold nights, so that homeless men will not only have a warm place to sleep, but also a hot meal, a nourishing meal. And at Christmas time, we shop to give, not just to receive. This works on us, I think, and it is this inclusive aspect of Christmas that needs emphasis. And perhaps if there's only one thing I can do, I can draw that emphasis out for a few minutes this evening. It's good for us to seek universal happiness once a year, no matter how unrealistic it may be. And it's good for us to be sad a little that anyone is left out of the Christian tradition of giving at Christmas time. Everyone deserves a gift of some kind. Because in the end, there is no good way to interpret the phrase "all the people" in less than its broadest sense. All means more than all the people of Israel or all the Christians. For this one day, it means everyone. And you can let your imagination run with that. Even the ones who do not accept the Christian gospel. Even the ones who would seek to do it harm. This idea is a big part of what makes Christmas compelling. It softens our hearts one day a year. Clearly, we have not achieved the implications of this message, but we have imagined it, and we have worked for it, and we have desired it in our hearts, and we have come to believe in the promise of it. And it is a promise. It is a promise that the wonder in a child's eye at the lights and at the presence of Christmas will one day be the world's wonder when the eyes of all the people light up because of God's grace. So when you give, and some of you will give tonight, some of you will give presents to one another in the morning, and others, if you are like me, your family is going to straggle in, some now, some a little later, some a little later than that. We'll have two or three Christmases. Give generously and without hesitation. And in a way, give in defiance of the world's pain and all its divisions. Never becoming discouraged or cynical or defeated. Now and forever. Amen. Angels We Have Heard on High, number 113.
Thank you.
Fear not, he said, for I bring to you good tidings of great. Christmas, everyone, and God bless you. This is the finish of the service.